Rashi brings something down in this week's parsha that might answer at least in part the definition.
Okay.
It says Berachu Ovi Kidesh, right, in Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
So Berachu is that we got two sets of man on Friday, and Kidesh is that he was Mikdash Shabbos through the month. So that's at least two meals.
Okay, so you're saying it's not okay.
Or maybe it's the low plug for the, mm-hmm. any other.
For Shabbos.
Or you could say that the concept of being kind of Shabbos through the month is something that we would be doing a zechor of it every minute.
Right. Yeah. That's what we came out yesterday. That's it. It's like remembering it on Shabbos. Shabbos is like, it's not like Friday we had two and then Shabbos. Like, right. Right. That's what we. The chay will have to go there. But here's good. Okay. So we are holding on Mem Amud Aleph. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia, about 10 lines down. Ein habaitseya rishoy libtsoya ad shiaviu melech oiliftan lifnei kol echad v'echad. The breaker of the bread, the one who's she is not permitted to start eating until there is melach, salt, or liftan, or something to dip it in. Sometimes people are very makbid on salt. But if you don't have salt, you just dip it in anything, it's fine. You have hummus, you can dip it in liver, whatever's in front of you, you don't have to necessarily use salt. Achivu melach or liftan lefnek alecha before everybody. Because the bread should be dipped in into something.
I can understand salt, because salt was used with the every korban and the.
No, so that's why you should have salt on the table.
Why relish?
Right. So salt is supposed to be on the table. Morning, good morning. But not necessarily the dippage is not. What's the pshat in it? I think, if I remember correctly, I did forget to bring that Mishnah Berurah in. I have to set an alarm. But I think the vart is because liftin has salt in it. Either that, or maybe the piece that the bracha is set on should be eaten with more relish. Maybe that's the vart. But then why salt? No, maybe because it should taste good. See, back then, bread was very, didn't taste as good as it tasted nowadays. So you need to just dip it in salt to make it taste good. Like we're about to see from the following story. Rava Bar Shmuel, Ikla the Bay Reish Kalusa. Rava Bar Shmuel visited the Reish Kalusa. Apikale Rifta, they brought him out some bread. Ubat Salahedya, and he made a bracha right away. Amrule, they said to him, Hadar Mar Mishmaite, are you retracting from your ruling that you must dip the piece into salt or dippage or some sort of dip? And Amrule, no, less dain, this thing does not tzorech require. Now, Barishish, something like that. This thing does not require any, it doesn't require any dippage. Because it tastes good. So, having seen that, I would say that the reason is because is because you want to make sure that the piece that you make a bracha on tastes good. And therefore, you should dip it into something. Yeah. However, if nowadays it has salt in it, so you don't have to be so makbid on it.
That's what it brings down on the bottom note, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that all members of the group who are fulfilling their obligation with this blessing will be able to eat with enjoyment.
So the piece is out of
the... That's the reason why you dip.
So you want to make the piece... So that first piece that you made a bracha on should be with this extra special enjoyment. There is also... I see Tesis over here brings down... Rabbi Menachem, who was one of the Balei Tosfos, was extremely medactic to always have salt on his table, as it states in the Medrash that Kish Yisrael Yoishvin al Shulchan, when Klal Yisrael is sitting on the Shulchan, Umamtinim Ze Ezeh, and they wait for each other, Ad Sheyitlu Yudehem, until they wash their hands, Vehein Beloi Mitzvos, and they're not talking and learning, they're not with any mitzvos, Hasatan Mekadrik Aleim, and it's the Bris Melach that's Megin Aleim, and it's the Bris Melach that protects them. The Bris Melach. What's the Bris Melach? The Bris Melach is the Bris that Hashem made with salt. I'm just remembering some. So the Bris Melech protects them. Why the Bris Melech? If I remember correctly, the Vart is, I'm just, it could be I'm saying it wrong, but if you have, when did the Bris Melech start? If I remember correctly, if anybody knows correctly, if I'm wrong, what happened was Hashem had all the waters on the earth, and Hashem split the waters, and he put some of them in Shemayim, whatever that means. And the waters were upset. Oh, the waters down here, that's what happened. The waters down here were upset. Hey, my buddies get to go up next to you in Shemayim, and I have to stay down here on earth. So Hashem said, you have salt in you, and salt will be, and he made a bris, he made a covenant with the salt, that you will be part of the Beis HaMikdash every carbon. That was the deal. So, the question is, why specifically the Bris Melech? Is that saving? Does that save Klal Yisrael when they're sitting at a table with no mitzvahs? I mean, what happened? First of all, each person has his own bris. And second of all, that themselves, that they're sitting there quietly, why isn't that a mitzvah? Everybody's holding back from saying things. I'm not sure that's not a mitzvah. But anyways, what does Bris Melech mean? So I once heard that the Vart is that, imagine, what was Hashem saying to the salt down on earth? Imagine you have two kids fighting. One kid says, hey, you give him better presents than you give me. For him, you bought this whole basketball set and for his birthday, and you gave him a special card with a huge check. And for me, you gave me a little wrapper of Winkies. So that's unfair. That's favoritism. That's what one kid says. So the dad says, don't worry. In 2,000 years, when Klal Yisrael finally has the Mikdash, there'll be some salt from you that's put on the Mizbeach. Like, oh, okay, fine. Are you supposed to wait 2,000 years? And even then, I only get it for 800 years. So that's what the Bris Melech is. We see that sometimes you got to wait for your present. So Klal Yisrael is sitting there waiting to do mitzvahs. Wait for a minute. In a couple seconds, they're going to eat and they'll get back to learning Torah. I don't know. Sometimes the fart is better if you don't say it. Lamai said that was the explanation that I heard, but I'm not sure. Okay, continuing on. Va'omar Rava Bar Shmuel, Mishum Ravi Chia, Ein Mei Raglayim Kolim Ella B'Yeshiva. Urine is not completely out of the body. In other words, a person doesn't empty himself entirely, except if he is sitting down, because it sounds like naturally he will be inhibited to allow it to finish flowing if he's standing up, because he's scared that as the last drops are falling out, they're going to fall closer to his body, because the stream is not powerful enough to knock it away from his body too far, and therefore the last little drops are going to not fall close to his feet, and they will bounce back at his feet, and he will cover his feet with urine, and therefore a person is naturally inhibited to allow that to happen, so he holds himself back as the stream slows. And therefore, he never really finishes emptying his body of urine, except if he's sitting down, because there, the drop is not so far. And memela, he is not going to dirty his feet. Amar of Kahana, uba afar tichuach afilu ba'amida. However, says the Gemara, Gemara qualifies this, if you are urinating into a afar tichuach, which is not mud, but
loose,
yeah, exactly. So it's absorbable. Therefore, one does not have that inhibition, and he will allow his body to empty out. Says the Gemara, "V'ileka afar tichuach, ya'amid b'makam gevoyah." He should stand in a high place, v'yashdin l'makam medaren, and make sure that he's on a hill, something like that, where he's going to be urinating, and the place where it will fall, no matter what, will be below his feet. So, sort of like on a hill, on a slant. And this way, he won't get splashed back. We could literally, every day, we should thank Hashem that we are born in an era that has modern plumbing. Because this Gemara we're looking at with raised eyebrows, like, what's going on? This was just a natural part of life just 100 years ago. Like, where to go to the bathroom, and which bush, or whatever. And now we have to, we could thank Hashem that we don't have these problems and dilemmas. Like, how could I go without spoiling my new shoes? Va'amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishmeid Rebbe Chia. Achar kol achilascha echol melech. After all eating, after you eat everything, eat a little bit of salt. Vachar kol shetiyascha shesei maim, and after you drink everything, drink a little bit of water. Ve'i'at dan nizuk, and he will not get damaged. Throughout the Gemara, there's sprinklings of medical advice and nutritional advice. So here the Gemara is saying that after you eat, you should eat a little bit of salt. Now, I'm not sure if this means taking a salt lick, borrowing it from your cow, or just having a little bit of salt, you know, like, and drinking water. I mean, okay, drinking water is drinking water. But if I remember correctly, people ask on the Rambam over here, the Rambam says that you shouldn't drink water, and then they answer that it's after the meal, not during the meal. Tani Namihach, we have a price like this as well. I do know that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was towards the end of his life, was going to a doctor because he had stomach pain. And one of the things that they were suspecting was some sort of stomach ailment. I don't know if it was a stomach cancer or a stomach whatever. But Rabbi Yaakov supposedly said, it's not true, because I followed all these Gemaras my whole life, and it says, yeah, tenizik, it's not, whatever it is, it's not a long-term, not a long-term thing that I have to be worried about. That's Emunas Chachamim. Tani idach echol ochal kol maichol v'loy ochal melech. Shesei kol mashkin v'loy shesei mayim. Drink, ochal kol maichol v'loy ochal melech. If a person eats anything and he doesn't eat salt, or he drinks anything and he does not drink water, b'yoyim, during the day, yido'ag min re'ech hapeh. He should be worried for that he might have bad smelling breath, which halitosis, I believe. Ubelaila yidoag min askara, and during the night, a person should be scared about askara. Now, elsewhere, Rashi over here says askara is he gives an old French word of bun melant. Elsewhere, Rashi says askara is a sickness that starts in your stomach, and it grow and it grows up to and it goes up to the mouth. And it's a deadly sickness. So elsewhere Rashi gives a different French word for it. So I'm not sure. What leads me to believe that it's not the same French, it's not the same sickness, is two things. Number one, it's a different French word that Rashi gives here and elsewhere. And number two, Rashi doesn't go through the whole explanation of what it actually is. But the real thing that disturbs me is that the contrast is so big. Askara elsewhere is a deadly disease, and it's known as a very bad one. And like the Gemara says, it's one of the worst diseases. And Re'ech HaPeh during the day. So it's kind of hard to say in the same sentence that during the day, worry for bad breath, and at night, worry for the absolute worst thing in the world. So I can't even think of a better mashal. That sounds like a pretty good mashal right there.
On the bottom note, he says this is commonly identified as diphtheria.
Diphtheria. Yeah, but that's why so it's a deadly disease. Well, I'm hesitant to apply that over here. All right. Tan Rabbanan, Hamakfe achilose b'mayim. Hamakfe, the word hamakfe means he floats, to float. Kafa, people float their hands. So the word hamakfe means to float. So this means over here, if somebody floats his food in water, which means he really drinks a lot of water with his meals, ein abali dechay l'mayim, he will not have stomach ailments. The kama, how much water? Amar v'chizda, kitoin lapas. One jug per loaf of bread. I don't know how big a loaf of bread is, but then again, I don't know how much a jug is. Amar av mori, amar av yechanan, harogil ba'adashim, achas l'shloishim yoim, meinea askara mitech besay. If somebody has adashim, which we translate generally as some sort of bean or lentil, once every 30 days, he prevents this disease askara from in his house. So it's like an adosh a day keeps askara away. Aval kol yoima, but every day, loy, he should not, adoshim every 30 days. Aval kol yoima, but every day not, my taima, mishum dekosha l'reich hapeh, because it also will cause this bad breath. Somebody has mustard, achas l'shleishim yom, once every 30 days, manecha lo'im mitoich beisi, he will prevent sickness from his house. Aval kol yom, I know, but every day not. My time again, mishim dekash l'chul shodaliba, because it causes a weakness of the heart. Again, tell me if art school says differently than anything I'm saying. Amar Rabbi, please. Amar Rabbi bar Ashi, Amar Rav, haragel bedogim ketanim, if somebody has small fish, ein ba, that's like sardines and anchovies and things like that. He will not have a stomach ailments. Not only that, but these small fish, mafrin, umarbin, so sounds, I will translate that as, it sounds like it helps a person's reproductive area. Maybe it increases the volume. Maybe it helps them in other ways. That's what it sounds like. Again, tell me if they say different. Umavrin kol gufa shel adam, and it in general increases the healthiness of the entire body of the person. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina haragel beketzach. If somebody has ketzach, now I think ketzach is those black seeds that when you buy a Danish sometimes and you think it's chocolate. What is it called? What?
They say fennel.
Okay, what is those, what am I thinking of, though?
The mun,
poppy seeds. Okay, so I don't know why I'm thinking of that. So they say fennel, what is fennel, anybody know?
It's like onion
seeds. What?
It's
yeah.
Like onion vegetables.
So, oh,
yeah?
Poppy seeds. What?
The thing that has like a licorice taste.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Rashi says, Rabbi Seinu Mefarshim Naila, so old French for Naila, but I heard that it is a seed that they plant in the Arab lands. So that's pretty vague. I'm not sure how they get onions out of either of those. Maybe Nyla. I wonder a lot of times where they come from. I mean, they're great scholars, so I don't doubt them. But I'm saying, if Rashi says it is a type of seed that grows in Eretz Yishmael, then there's absolutely no way on the planet they would know what that is. Okay. Einai ba lidei ke'ev lev. He will not come to a painful heart. Either angina or heart attack. Meisvei, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ketzach, this ketzach is echad mishishim samane mavas, is 1/60th of this symbol of death. In other words, it's not good for you, this ketzach. So who? Vahayashin lemizrach gerane, and somebody who sleeps to the east of a ketzach storehouse, so the western wind blows the smell over him. Dame bereshe, he's going to be responsible for his own death. In other words, do not buy a house to the east of these gerans. And sometimes from miles away you can smell these things. I remember somebody telling me that in Texas, like for, he used to live, and it was like 30 miles away or something like that, he was able to smell the different, you know, different factories that were producing over there.
In Chicago, in the stockyards were here, you could smell it throughout the entire city.
Right,
the yeshiva originally, Beis Medrash Torah, was originally in the west side of Chicago.
You were able to smell it.
And when the wind blew in a certain direction, the whole entire odor of the stockyards came with it.
There you go. So at least it doesn't say Dama Bereshe about stockyards. So like Kashi, the Gemara says, Ha Berechai Hai Betaimai, if the smell is taka detrimental, the taste of it is beneficial. Aim ime de Rabbi Yirmiya, afyale rifta, the mother of Rabbi Yirmiya, we used to bake him bread. She baked him umidabkale, she used to attach these ketzachs to it, whatever it is, and therefore it would absorb the taste. Umikalfale, and then before she gave it to him, she would peel it off, so he would not have to smell it, but eventually taste it. Yeah. That's a good question. That is a good question. Perhaps if you do it like the mother of your Yirmiya, where she put it in the food so it wasn't so strong anymore, then you wouldn't smell it. Some things, you know, you are not don't give off that much of an odor, maybe. But I hear your question.
Rye bread?
What?
I think this is in rye bread.
Is it? Well, it depends what it is.
The fennel is. Oh yeah. Something that's used in rye bread.
I don't know.
The little seeds.
Yeah.
They translate it as black cumin.
Black cumin, that's what I'm saying. I have no clue where anybody's going. I said it was the mun, poppy seed.
They say that black cumin is known to have been used medicinally.
Uh-huh. So this is all, it's all, you know, I would say it's all educated guesses. from everybody. I don't know that. I'm sure. What does yours say, Ruben? Do you have anything?
Nothing.
They just say the ketzah. Okay, play it safe. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bari Minid the Shoim. Amar Rab Zeir Rabbi Itaim Rabbi Chinenah Bar Papa. Ain Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. You say Bari Pri Hadama on all vegetables. Amar Rab Zeir Rabbi Itaim Rabbi Chinenah Bar Papa. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Krab Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. Because it says in the pasuk Baruch Hashem every day. V'chi beYoim Baruch Hinasay Ubelayla Ain Baruch Hinasay. What is the pasuk coming to exclude to say by day you do and night you don't? Ella Loim Lecha. It's coming to tell you that no. Kol Yoim V'Yoim Tein Loim Ain Baruch Hashem. Every day you should bless Hashem specific for the blessings that reached you on that day. Specifically for that day's happenings, you should thank Hashem. And therefore, so too. So we see that you should be specific in your blessings. So too over here, when you are making a bracha on food, you should be specific about the food that you are making a bracha on. It's not good just to have a general bar priho adama. One should go ahead and be specific. Bar mine deshoim, bar mine zroim, etc. V'amar Reb Zeir of Itema, Deshoim are the green leafy vegetables, Zroim are the seeds, and then Bar Pri Adama, the fruits, are like tomatoes and things like that. V'amar Reb Zeir of Itema, Reb Chinen, Bar Papa, Boy Reish, Loik, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basav Adam, come see how different Hashem is from people. Midas Basav Adam, Kli, Reikon, Machzik, when they have an empty vessel, it holds things. Malay, but if the vessel is already full, Einoi Machzik, you can't put something already into something that is already full. However, by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Akin, with Hashem, it's not like that. A male maxik, if you have a something that's already full, like a chacham, he will be able to hold more Torah. But a reka and somebody who's empty, ain't a maxik, he can't hold anything. Shenemar vayemar im shemaya tishma. What does that mean? Im shemaya tishma. Im shemaya. If you listen, then tishma, then you'll hear even more. If you heard once, then. The imlav. One second. Im shamaya tishma. It says im shamaya. If you heard once, then pamachas. Actually, shechet. I use in pamacheres. Unless I'm reading that wrong. No, not shechet. Shetita. I am reading that wrong. I think this means, tell me if they say it differently. If you heard, if you listen, then you will hear some more. And if you don't listen, you're not going to hear. So if a person is already, if a person already has gotten used to listening, then he will enjoy listening, he'll listen some more. But if not, he will not hear. And you have to, convince sometimes kids to learn, and you have to try and convince and try and convince. But until they start doing it, once they start doing it, then it becomes easier. So once a person has to get past that initial jump, and then once he does it, he will get more and more. If a person hears old stuff, then he will be ready to hear new stuff. And if he goes ahead and turns his heart away from listening, then shuv, he will not listen anymore. Says the Mishnah, Berech ala peiros ha'ilan, if somebody makes a bracha on a fruit, he makes a mistake. He says, by mistake, Berech priho adama, he is yoytze. So he picks up an apple, he says, Berech priho adama, he is yoytze. Because the fruit comes out of a tree, which comes out of the ground. So technically, this is also a priho adama. Ala peiros ha'aretz, but if he says on a tomato, Berech priho eitz, he's not yoytze, because it did not come out of a tree. But if a person says shahakal and anything to d'yeved, he is yoytze. Man tana, the Gemara says de'ikur ilon arahi. Who says that when we see an apple, we technically view the earth in that as well? We don't only see the tree, but we trace it back to the earth as well. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. It is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanan yaveh shama'ayin the nikta sa'ilan. It says in Bikurim, the halachas of Bikurim, if a person is bringing fruits of Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, and before he gets there, the river that watered his field, or Venixas Elan, or the tree that the fruit are coming from, was cut down, maybe the Enekairi. He should still bring the Bikurim, but he shouldn't read the Psukim anymore. Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe the Kaira. So long as you have the field, you should still read the Psukim, because everything that the main thing that Hashem gave you is still there. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda, when viewing a fruit, in his he views the tree that comes along. He views the land, not only the tree that comes along with it. So therefore, even the even if the tree gets cut down, he still sees that, oh, you're still bringing this from your land, so you could still say the brachas. You could still say all the psukim. Alperes Arts, the Gemara says, Pshita, if a person goes ahead and makes a bracha by a priho eitz on a tomato or a potato or wheat, he is not yoytze. Says the Gemara, Pshita. Well, obviously, it's not a priho eitz. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak leNitzucha el Rabbi Yehuda. It is going with the, to the, it is required statement. It's true. And it's pashut, but it's a required statement according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Chita Min Ilan, he, who says that wheat is a type of tree. How do I know? The Tanya, what was the tree that Adam Harishon ate from? Everybody always says it's Adam's apple. He ate from the, it wasn't an apple. It was three opinions in the Gemara right here. Ilan She'achal Memeno Adam Harishon. Rabbi Meir Omer Gefen Haya. It was a vine, a grape. And what makes me say that? Because yayin is always the thing that brings the downfall of a person. And it's the thing that brought death to the world. Rabbi Nechemia Amar, so Yolala is like a whale. Rabbi Nechemia Amar, it was a fig, because we know Hashem took a fig leaf and gave it to them as clothes after eating the Eitz Hadas and realizing that they were unclothed. Hashem made them clothes out of the same thing they sinned with. Shebedavash and his calculus by the thing that they messed up with, Nitaknu, he started to help them with. Shenemar v'yitpuru ale te'ena, as it says, Hashem created them fig leaves. And therefore, it must have been a fig that they ate. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Chita Haisa, it was wheat. She'ein hatin like yedea likreis abba ve'ima, because a child doesn't really have full intelligence even to call his mother or father. Ad she'yitaim ta'am dagon, until he tastes the taste of grains. So, Rabbi Yehuda Chita min ilan hi, I would have thought that since Rabbi Yehuda says that it says in the Torah ilan and a tree, and therefore, and you're telling me that it was wheat, so a wheat is a form of a tree, I would think that you can make bari pri ha'etz on it, livarech ala bari pri ha'etz, kamash melan, that no. When do we say bari pri ha'etz? Hecha dechi shaklis le leperi, where if you take the fruit, isay legavza v'hadar mafik, the bark, the wood remains, and it produces another fruit from that very same wood. Aval hacha, over here in this case, the chishaklis leleperi, where you take the fruit, like the wheat, leise legavza, the stock does not remain, the hadar mapik, and it does not reproduce on this very same stock. You do is you cut down the whole stock, and then next year it grows again. You don't say ha'etz el ha'adama, and that's indeed why we say ha'etz on ha'adama on many large plants like the banana tree, even though it grows on trees that could be 20 feet tall, but nevertheless they regrow again every year. That's why we say hadama on bananas, and many trees are like that. Many fruits are like that, which is why you have to say hadama. There are other gedarim that are given by the Paiskim in addition to this one that knock down quite a few fruits to being, some say, a low-hanging bush. You say hadama, even though it remains from year to year, if it's too low. And therefore, the type of berry itself, sometimes you have berries, and some of the berries are ha'etz, some of the berries are hadama, depending on how high the bush, on the species. It's a species. It doesn't matter if you have a low-hanging apple tree, then you could say ha'etz. But if it's a species that grows low to the ground, then they say hadam on it. There's like three or four other tenoim also that come from the Paiskim, not in the Gemara. Okay, va'akulinim amar shahakalim v'varis yotze itmar ravuna amar chutz min hapas min ayin, except for bread and wine. Rabbi Yechon amar afilu pas v'yayin, even if on bread and wine you say shahakal, you are yotze. Name a tenoim, let us say this like a machlekas tenoim. Ra'a pas v'amar, if a person sees bread and he says, kama no'a pas zu, wow, look how pretty, look how beautiful this bread is. Baruch ha'makam shebara, blessed is Hashem that created it. Yotza he is yoytze. Ra'a te'ena, if a person sees a fig, look how nice this fig is. Baruch amakam shabara, blessed is Hashem who created it, is yoytze. Divrei Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yaisi Amar, kala mishana mematbea shetav chacham. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. He says, anybody who changes, who switches from mematbea shetav chacham, from the nusach, from that chachamim devised, and the chachamim created, comes from the word tavu, like set in, like they set up. So bebrachos, he's lo yatzi dechavas. He's not yaitz. He's chiyuv. So Neymar Rav Huna, who says that the bracha of shakel will not go on bread, he must paskin l'amr like Rabbi Yaisi, who says that if a person says berech hamakam shibara, he's not yaitze. Rabbi Yechanan, who says that you are yaitze with a shakel on bread, the amr k'Rabbi Meir, he paskins like Rabbi Meir. Amr l'cha Rav Huna, no, ana da amri afilu l'Rabbi Meir. I go even with Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir, who said that if you say brich rachmana, you're yaitze, he's going to say that if you say shahakal, you're not yaitze. Because Rabbi Meir only said it because you specifically mentioned the word pas. If you specifically, that's exactly what I'm saying, he says. The only reason why shahakal doesn't work is because it's too general. But if you say ungeneral, you say baruch hamakam that created this pas, that's good. The only reason why Rameer said that's good over there is because you mentioned the name of the bread. But over here, where you were way too general, you just said shahak only here, but vare. I feel Rabbi Meir might, even Rabbi Meir would be maida. That you're not yaitze. Rabbi Yechon will tell you, you know what? I go the exact opposite. I go like Rabbi Yaisi. Because Rabbi Yaisi only said you're not yaitze because you made up your own nusach. You said a bracha that the Rabbanan did not devise. But if you say shakal, which was set up by the Rabbanan, the tekin Rabbanan, albeit they did not set it up on bread, but they did set it up, so you used one of their formulas, then it is permitted for you to go ahead and make a bracha. Then you would be yaitze. I feel Rabbi Yaisi made it. The Gemara brings a short story. Binyamin Raya, the Binyamin, the shepherd, Korach Rifta, he broke bread. He was eating bread. V'amar, and in order to say that, he said, Brich Maria, blessed is the master, the high pita of this bread. Amarav, Yotza. You're Yotze. I questions the Gemara. You didn't say Hashem's name. You just said the master. V'amar Rav, kol bracha, she'ein ba'havs karas Hashem, ein a bracha. So he said, all right, you're right. He must have said a drop different. The Amar, Brich, sorry, Brich Rachmana Maria de Haipita. Blessed is Hashem, the master of this bread. The Gemara says, V'habi'in and Shalish Brachas. You have to, the Gemara thought at this point that he was Yaitza with benching. But you need Shalish Brachas. You need Hazana Sa'ilav. You need Neidach. You have to mention Eretz. You have to mention David. There's so many things that are Ma'akiv and benching. The Gemara says, no, my Yatza, the Ka'amar, he meant Rav, Nami Yatza Bracha, Yidei Bracha Rishayna. Your yaitze, the first bracha, not last bracha. The Gemara says, "My kamash milan." What's the chiddush? Afal gav the amar b'lashon chol. Even though you say it in not lashon hakodesh, in at that point Aramaic. Tanina, we already have this in Mefurash Mishnah in Megillah. Ve'elu ne'mar b'chol lashon. The following things could be stated in any language. It's actually inside that. Parsha Soita vidui meiser ukriya shema utfila ubirkas hamazin. And included in that, even though it doesn't say bracha rishonos, but it includes, it means everything could be said in every language. The Gemara says, it's tchsak, da dechamina hanimile da amr balashon chol, ki hechi de tekin rabbanu balashon kodesh. I would have thought that this, that you're allowed to say it in any language, is if you use the exact same formula in what it was, lashon kodesh, you now translate it to English, then you're yaitze. However, avaloy amar balashon chol ki hechid tekin rabbanu balashon kodesh emaloy. But if you don't say it in the exact same wording, I would say you're not yoytze. Kamash malon. That no, even still you are yoytze. And that's the din. If a person says brich rachmana de maria de haipita, he is yoytze. However, it's b'di'evet and therefore not advisable. Gufa amar. If a person wants to be like out of the box, you know, on a date. Takes the girl, gives her a glass of water, he says, Brich Rachmana. But it would be cute if it wasn't B'di'evet. Well, the mind says B'di'evet, so. What?
When I was a child, my father used to tell me to say this, these words, because
I wasn't sure. Is this Brach Rishayna? This is Brach Rishayna. Yeah, so they have something for benching, for benching.
I've never seen anyone else do it.
once in a while I bump across people, but I'm always very surprised. Yeah. Because I really don't understand the chinuch in it. Because you're teaching them, like, you're teaching them a different nasach. What?
I'm not going to end up saying it when I'm
right. Talking. No, that's also, but you, yeah, but it's also not chinuch in the correct benching. So you get used to saying something after. I mean, it's part of the Shulchan Aruch, this nasach. Every now and then I find somebody who says it. Okay, there you go. Gufa Amarav, Ko Bracha Shein Bahas Kars Hashem Ein Bracha. Rav said any bracha that doesn't mention Hashem's name is not a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ko Bracha Shein Bah Malchus Ein Bracha. Any bracha that doesn't have Malchus is not a bracha. Amar Abaye Kavasa De Rav Mistavra. Like Rav, it is more probable. The Tanya Lo Avarti Mitzvasech Lo Shochachti. Like Rav, it says because I did not Lo Avarti Mitzvasech. I was not over your mitzvahs and I did not forget you. Lo Avarti Mila Varechecha Lo Shochachti Mila Hazker Shimcha Alav. And I did not forget from mentioning your name on anything that on anything. V'ilu Malchus Lo Katani. But that source, that brisa, which is a smachta for brachas, it doesn't mention malchus. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that? Well, Rabbi Yochanan says, well, actually, in my version of the brisa, it does say. Rabbi Yochanan tani v'lo shechachti v'lazke shimcha u'malchus cha'olav. He says, in my version of the brisa, it actually does say malchus. So, malchus is will stand whether or not malchus in a bracha is ma'akev or not. If a person says, there is a no. Okay. I'm trying to think of. Alright. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Avinu Me'elam Va'ad Olam, Melech Ha'olam. Avinu Me'elam Va'ad Olam, Melech Ha'olam. Rabbi David Zucker has a formula. Anytime he's not sure if he made a bracha or not, he says this pasuk. Vayivarech David. So, Kiseder, or he's not sure if he said a shahakal, or he's not sure, or if he's not sure with suffic brachas, maybe he made a bracha there, just make another bracha there. He says, Vayvarach David, this Hashem, la'inei kolakov, yamin David, baruch ato Hashem, aleikei Yisrael, avinu me'elam, adelam, aleikeinu melech ha'olam. No, we can't say aleikeinu melech ha'olam. So he must say, baruch ato Hashem, aleikei Yisrael, avinu me'elam, adelam, melech ha'olam. Shahakal ne'abivar. So if a person ever has a situation of a suffic brachas, he could do that, by the way. It's a very good eitzit to have in your pocket. If you're not sure if you made a bracha, if you're not sure if you have to make another bracha, so you just say this pasuk, because then the whole first part of the shahakal is just a pasuk.
What pasuk again?
Vayivarech David. They say it every day. Vayivarech David, this Hashem le'inei kolakov, yamin David. Baruch atah Hashem le'inei kolakov, yamin David. Baruch atah Hashem le'inei kolakov, yamin. But you have to say afterwards, melech ha'olam. Melech ha'olam, shahakal le'inei. Okay. Because malchus is ma'akev. Okay. But al davar she'ein giduloi min ha'aretz, on something that does not grow from the ground. Omar shahakal ni'abedvari. Al ha'choymetz, other things that you say shahakal are on a choymetz, which is like vinegar. But obviously if it's too bad that you can't get it down, you probably won't make a bracha on it at all. But al ha'noivlois, Gemara will discuss what noivlois is. But al ha'guboi is grasshoppers, which are kosher. Omar shahakal ni'abedvari, you say shahakal. Rabbi Huda Amar, Kol Shehu Min Klala. Rabbi Huda disagrees with the last three things, which is why they're mentioned separately. Kol Shehu Min Klala, anything that is a curse, or it comes from a curse, Ein Mevarchin Alav, you do not make a bracha on it. Hayulafan of Minim Harbe, if a person has many species in front of, total new Mishnah. Hayulafan of Minim Harbe, if a person has many foods in front of him, Rabbi Huda Amar, Miyesh Beinem Min Shiva, if amongst them is the, one of the seven species that Eretz Yisrael is known for, Alav Mevarach, he makes the bracha on that. The Chamayim, no, you always make a bracha on Mevarach Al Eiz Mehinsha Yirtzi, you make a bracha on whichever one you want first. Tan Rabbanan Al Davash Ein Gidulim in Aretz, on things that do not grow from the ground, could go in Basar, meat, Basar Behemos, Chayos, Va'ofes, meat that comes from animals, or wild animals like deer, or Va'ofes, or birds, V'dogim, and fish. Omer Shahakal Nihia Bedvara, you say Shahakal, Allah Chalav, on milk, a cheese, v'ala beitzim, or chalav milk, sorry, v'ala beitzim, and on cheese, v'ala gvina, and on, v'ala beitzim, and eggs, v'ala gvina, and on cheese. Omer shehakel, you say shehakel. Al ha'pas, on bread, she'ofsha, that's spoiled, v'al ha'yayin shehikrim, or on wine, that, congealed?
Spoiled.
V'al ha'tavshel, she'over tzurasei, or on any other type of dish that was over tzurasei, meaning it's spoiled also, it passed its form. Omer, you say all these things is shahakol. You say shahakol and anything that's spoiled. As long as, I believe the geder is, as long as a dog will still eat it. Then you still have to say shahakol, but afterwards. So in other words, if it's spoiled beyond, if you take it out of the fridge, chalant on Tuesday, you're like, ah, what happened? There's still chalant here. So you take it out for Tuesday night's dinner. So then, already, you could probably still remain with a mezernis, whatever you say on chalant. Thursday night from Shabbos already, we could start handling that maybe it's a back to shahakol. If you take it next Tuesday, then already you probably have to know if you make a bracha. So it depends on how far down the spoilage it is. Al hamelach on salt, al hazamis. Zamis elsewhere is translated as salt water, salt soup or whatever it is. Al kemein with pitrias, which is mushrooms and truffles. Omer shahakol, you say a shahakol. Remember, the Gemara says the kemein or pitrias lav gidule karkin, they don't grow from the ground. You don't say hadam on it. But hatanya hanoidem peiros haaretz. If somebody swears off from the fruits of the land, aser the peiros haaretz, he is prohibited from any vegetables or fruits. Umutter be kemein or pitrias, but it is permitted in truffles and mushrooms. Kemein is a mushroom. Truffles are those things that grow underground next to trees, and they're very, very expensive. They have special dog sniffing. There are special dogs that sniff out truffles in order to find them. I don't know. I have only heard of dogs, but my guess would be probably they have. I don't know. I'm not sure. V'im amar kol gidulei karka olai. But if he says anything that grows from the ground is prohibited to me, he's also af b'kameinu pitrius. So we see it does grow from the ground. Amar Abaye, mirba ravu me'ara. It does grow from the ground, but minka lo yan kimar. It does not get its sustenance. It does not get its nutrients. It does not get its nourishment from the ground. It gets its nourishment from the air. V'ha al davar she'en gidule minakar. So the Gemara says it gets its nourishment from the air, and that's the answer. So it doesn't grow from the ground. That's why we don't say bar pri adama. We do say shahakol, and that's taka lamaisa. We do say shahakol. All the nutrients that it get is not from the ground. I have a plant in my house that's hanging up. It says it never needs to water because it gets its nutrients from the air. It's already 2 years old. V'ha al davar she'en gidule min hakarka katani. It says on something that is, it says, v'haldavar she'en gidula min hakarka, something that doesn't grow from the ground. And it says, it's calling it growing from the ground. So the Gemara says, tani haldavar she'en yoynik min ha'aretz. So it means, or switch it to say, on something that does not gain nourishment from the ground.
So these farmers that do hydroponics?
That's a good question. It's a good question. What's the din with hydroponic? It's not only, right? Yeah, it's a very big question with regards to brachas, and it's a big question with regards to everything, with regards to trumas and maisers and esregim. It's a very big question. Hydroponics, it's not simple. Offhand, I don't know what the price can say la maisa, but I have seen page long tshuvas on it, and hydroponics are not simple. Because it could be that they attack a shahakol. If I remember correctly, though, with regards to brachas, we say that it's hadama.
Yeah, because when they were getting the Moro sent from Gush Katif, there was hydroponics. And
yeah, it's hydroponics or it's special greenhouses.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's hydroponics.
Yeah,
I think over there, Gush Katif is greenhouses, or was greenhouses. Now it's just bomb factories. The al hanoivlois, my noivlois. What is noivlois? It's a machlekas. Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Eliyah. Chad amar boishle kemara. One says that it is dates that are damaged by the sun and will never ripen fully, and the sun sort of dried them out and doesn't let them grow anymore. So it's a damaged date. So you still have to say a bracha on it, but it's not the regular Bar Pri Ha'etz. The Chad Amar Tamri Dezika, which is fully healthy ripe dates that were blown down by the wind. The Gemara is going to say, so why don't you say Ha'etz on them? Tanan, Rabbi Huda Amar Kol Shumin Klala. Rabbi Huda says, anything that is a curse, Ein Mavarechin Alav. You don't make a bracha on it. So now, Bishlam Lamanda Amar Boishle Kamara, according to the one who says that it is damage the dates. So Hainid Dekar Lemin Klala, that's what Rabbi Huda means when he says, don't make a bracha on it, because it's a min klala. El Lamanda Amar Tamri Dizika, but according to the one who says that it is regular dates that were blown down by the wind, my min klala, why can't you say a bracha on it? Why is it a curse? So the Gemara says, you're right, Asha'era. Rabbi Huda was not arguing on that. You're right, that's not a min klala, according to this Manda Amar. Rather, he was arguing on the grasshoppers and the sour grape and the chaymas, the vinegar. There are those who say the question went as follows. According to the one who says that it is. Baishli Kamara, it is the damaged dates. That's why we say shahakal in it. El Lamanda Amar Tamri Dizika, but according to the one who says that it's dates that were blown down by the wind. Shahakal? Bari Preitz me by late. Why are you saying shahakal? You should say Bari Preitz. Levruche, you should make a brachan. Ella, the Gemara says, you know what? Everybody agrees that noivleis are actually damaged dates. There is no machlekes in our Mishnah. Ella, but noivleis stama kuli amaloi pligi deboishli kamara ninhu. Everybody agrees in our Mishnah when it says noivleis without any attached suffix, it means damaged dates, and that's indeed what it means. Ki pligi, what the machlekes is about is benoivleis tamara, is regarding noivleis tamara. A different expression in a different Mishnah that refers to something called noivleis tamara, using the suffix tamara after the word noivleis. Our Mishnah just says noivleis, they call noivleis stama. There, everybody agrees that it's damaged dates. The question is, in a different Mishnah where it uses the word noivleis tamara, what's the din over there? Ditnan, hakalan shebet demai. Which is demai, is foods that you're not sure if maaser was taken from. But these are kalan shedemai. So these are, from the word kula, fruits that the rabbanim were makel by demai, that if you buy them from an am haaretz, you do not have to retake maaser. Nowadays, if a person goes into, say, the shuk, in any one of the shuks in Eretz Yisrael that does not have a bedatz or any hechsher on it. So a lot of times you stop by the side of the road. Or you can go into these moshavs sometimes, irreligious moshav, and their shuk will not have a hechsher on it. Or for those who don't go with the rabbanut, so if you go into a shuk that has the rabbanut on it. So you buy stuff from the food, you must take off meiser. You must iber meiser. You cannot rely on the person saying, I took off meiser. There's a halacha called demai, which means that you cannot trust the person unless you see their certificate that they're a Talmud Chacham. So if you buy from a shuk that has a bedatz or a rabbanut or whatever, if you buy from a shuk, and I think Machane Yehuda does have a official bedatz on it, so then they check out to make sure that the farmer did it. So then you could you're not trusting the farmer, you're trusting the bedatz. But if you go ahead, or let's say any fruit store in Eretz Yisrael, fruit stores don't have, generally over here you go to Ted's, they don't need a hechsher on the fruit store. Over there, if you go to a fruit store, it needs to have a hechsher on it. You go to any of the Zolg Begadol or Cheaper Po or whatever, they all have to have an official hechsher on it. Because if it doesn't, then you must take off Meiser again. It's called Demai. There are those who call Iber Meiser, and they take off Meiser even from a store that you bought. So those Bachim who go to Brisk like to Iber Meiser. It's a chumrah that you do your first year in Eretz Yisrael when you're in Brisk. That there are certain fruits that you don't have to take off Iber Meiser. You don't have to Meiser from at all. Forget Iber Meiser. Iber Meiser is a chumrah. But there are certain fruits that you don't have to take off Meiser. So we'll do our best to translate some of these fruits. Hashitin, well, Gemara is going to translate it, so wait. Hashitin, v'harimin, v'uzradin, v'naisuach, v'naishikama, gufnin, nitzba, v'noivles, tamara. Eight things. So the Gemara goes through them. And the last one is the one that we need. The noivles tomorrow is the one that we need. Shitin, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, is min te'enim, is a species of fig. So, I don't have anything more than that. Remit, what do they say?
And why don't you have to? Because they took it?
Oh, I believe the reason is because since it's so cheap, they're not going to, these things are, it's not a big deal for the guy to take off Meiser. The whole thing is like, you know, it's not a big deal for him. A good fruit, then you have to be worried about. But these things are not so chashiv by them. So they may as well go ahead and take off Meiser. Hashitin is some sort of fig. Obviously not a good brine fig. Riemann is candy. I don't have any translation. What do they say? Yeah, okay, candy. Do they have a word besides candy? Rote. Okay. Again, this is just going to be English words that also we don't know. Ha'uzradin is tulshi. B'noi suach, Omar Abba Bar Chanan Merechin is te'eni chivarte, is white figs. B'noi sikama is Omar Abba Bar Chanan Merechin is duvli. Gufnin is shilhi gufni, is the end parts of, if you see like the end of the vines. Nitzba is percha, and now the one that we need is noivlois tumara. There we have a machlekas. That's where the machlekas was. Rabbi Loiv, Rabbi Zeira, Chadamer, it's boishli kamara, it is damaged dates. The Chadamer, it is tamri duziki, it is dates that were blown off the tree. So if somebody goes ahead and sweeps up all the dates that fell, let's say he has an orchard of dates, and either before or after it was officially picked, he goes ahead and he doesn't take the dates off the tree. That he has a whole, those are his fancy dates, those are in the garden, those you don't trust him. But afterwards he goes ahead, he sweeps up all the dates that fell down. These dates are called Kalan Shebedemai. And those dates, if you buy from, you know, you see a bag of dates that are much cheaper on the side, you say, what are those? He says, those are the dates we sweeped up. Those you can trust in that he took off Meiser. Obviously, if he says he didn't take off Meiser, you can't. You have to take off. But if we're always talking about he says he took off Meiser. The question is if you can trust him. By those cheap dates, you can trust him. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam the man d'amar boishli kamara hainu the katani hakalan shebedemai." The Gemara says, "I can understand that one who says boishli tamara, it's called a kalan shebedemai. Shesveikon who the pater that because it's a suffix, the guy is saying he did it. We're not sure we trust him, so it's a suffix. So we say you're pater. But if he tells you that he didn't take off, havadoin, you would be chayev. But elaman d'amar tamri tizika. But according to the one who says that it's dates that were blown off, so even if he tells you he didn't take off, why are you chayev? Vadoin chayev." Weren't they hefker as soon as they blew off the tree? Weren't they hefker? The Gemara says, yes, they were hefker, but since he gathered them up...
Why did they become hefker?
So that's the understanding, that if something...
They
that,
were his chutz here.
Yeah, so the understanding is that it would be so cheap that... That it would be. This is going to be. We'll leave. We'll take that. We'll take that till we get to Bava Metzia. The Gemara discusses it in Bava Metzia whether or not at what point it becomes hefker. But for now, we'll just take that it is hefker. But the Gemara says since he swept them up and he made a pile out of him, then it becomes rechayv in Meiser. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, haleket v'hashikcha v'peya. All of these stuff that you're supposed to leave in your chatzar, leket is food, is grains that dropped as you're picking up, as you're harvesting. Shikcha is grains that you left there. Peya is the corner of the field. Sha'asoin gurn, and whoever comes along, an ani comes along and gathers up a whole bunch of them and makes a gurn out of it, makes a pile out of it. Hukvu l'maaser, he has to take off. Meister.
Well, did we come to a conclusion as to why, when it's a windblown date, that you do not make an eighth?
No, yeah, the Gemara would retract it from that. The Gemara says, you know what? Everybody agrees that windblown dates, you do say a bracha. Right. The only time we have a machlekes is this new Mishnah called Noivlis Tumara. Perhaps that's the windblown dates. The Gemara says, "Ikid Amri Bishlam the man that Amri Tamri Dezika." According to the one who says that it's a date that got blown down by the wind, Hainu Dahacha Kari Leinoveles Stama. That's why, says the Gemara, it's very good. Why there's two different Mishnayos and they refer to two different things with two different names. Our Mishnah is referring to damaged dates, and those are called Noivlois. That Mishnah in Demai is referring to dates that got blown down by the wind, and it's referred to as a different name called Noivlois Tamara. However, Hainu Dahacha Kari Leinoveles Stama Vahasam Kari Leinoveles Tamara. But according to the Manda Amar who says that in both Mishnais it refers to damaged dates from the sun, Boishlei Kamara, Nisni, you should teach either Idi v'Idi Noivlois tomorrow. In both places, either teach Noivlois tomorrow or Idi v'Idi Noivlois Stama. Why are we getting ourselves confused by referring to the same thing in two different names? And the Gemara indeed leaves this one off as a question. Kasha. All right, let's see what we have. Yeah, I guess we'll stop over here. All right, have a great day.